Look for partly sunny skies today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Thanks for joining us. With this FM 97.7 news update, I'm Bill Kassler. 17 indictments were returned by the grand jury of the Guernsey County Common Pleas Court this week. Among those indicted include a father and son, Dennis R. Yerian of Cumberland and Dennis A. Yerian of Byesville, both charged with breaking and entering. Meadowbrook teacher William T. Booz, who's charged with two counts of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor and two counts of sexual battery. Norman Lucas of Quaker City has been charged with rape with a life imprisonment specification and gross sexual imposition, and Bruce Mosley of Cambridge, charged with two counts of trafficking in cocaine and possession of cocaine. A new study says a little more than half of Ohio residents have broadband internet access, but rural areas of Appalachia lag badly. The consulting group Connect Ohio plans to release a report today that says fewer than 36% of Appalachian residents have broadband access. More than 1.5 million people live here in the southern and eastern parts of the state. Many parts of our region are considered to have high poverty rates. Ohio leaders are hoping that by putting the high-speed internet here, the economy might find some new life. The Salvation Army Advisory Board will host an informal farewell reception to honor Captains Bob and Alice Sears on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. The Sears are being transferred to Painesville, Ohio. Their new assignment begins July 2nd. The public is welcome to stop by during the reception. It will be held in the multi-purpose room at the Salvation Army headquarters on Dewey Avenue. The Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament is coming to the Cambridge City Park July 11th, 12th, and 13th. The online entry deadline for the Mackers has been extended to this Sunday at midnight. According to Cambridge City Park Facilities Coordinator Jeff Ferguson, over 300 teams have already registered to play. It's still not too late to register your team. Just log on to Macker.com before this Monday. The John and Annie Glenn Historic Site in downtown New Concord will host an exhibition of full-scale testing model of the Friendship 7 capsule used by astronaut John Glenn tomorrow from 4 p.m. until 6:30. The capsule will be located outside the museum on Route 40 in New Concord. A viewing of the capsule only is free and open to the public. Regular admission and price is still applied to the museum itself. We have a few announcements to pass along. The Noble Water Company has issued a boil order for customers north of Bell Valley on Township Road 60, Township Road 108, and Township Road 128 until Saturday at 5 p.m. Replays of Wednesday night's Cambridge Area Chamber of Commerce public forum on the selection of the Cambridge City Schools' next superintendent can be seen on Cambridge Channel 2 today at 1 and 5 p.m. And the Guernsey County Water Department has lifted the boil advisory for Ideal Road, Vocational Road, Happy Deal Road, and Kilburn Lane. Samples tested negative. Calling for partly sunny skies, a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, the high in the mid-80s, and tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be humid with the low in the mid-60s. For ABC News, I'm Bill Kassler reporting. For an update on news, sports, or weather anytime, log on to our website at yourradioplace.com.